Now, will you notice he moves on from that? He says, a wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsel. Now, wise man will hear. That's been the characteristic of all great men, has been that they never reached the place where they felt like they had learned everything. I listened the other night to a young man on television. He's skyrocketed to fame in rock music, and the thing that characterized him was his arrogance. He knows it all. I don't think you could tell that young man anything. But a wise man will hear, and he'll increase learning. A man of understanding shall attain to wise counsels. Now, that's the challenge as you enter this book. The thing that Solomon's going to say here is, if you're smart, you listen to what's being said in this book. Now, it's not to listen to me, friends, but it's to listen to what the Spirit of God has to say in the book of Proverbs. And you know, he has a lot of choice things to say in this book. They are great truths expressed in short sentences. Now he says, to understand a proverb and the interpretation, the words of the wise and their dark sayings. Now, there is in the Word of God a statement, and it's in the book of Proverbs. We'll be coming to it, and I love it. It says in verse 2 of chapter 25, it's the glory of God to conceal a thing, but the honor of kings is to search out a matter. Now, God has given the gospel so clear to be declared from the housetop. But a great deal of the truth that's in the Word of God is not put on the surface like diamonds that would be scattered on the ground. God never's done that. He's always put the jewels and that which is valuable, he's always hid it away for man to find, for man to look for it. The gold has to be dug out of the ground, and the diamonds must be taken out of the ground. Other precious things must be mined, and oil must be drilled. Why? Because that's the thing that God does. It's the glory of God to conceal a thing. Now, the Word of God deserves all of the study that you possibly can bring to it. In other words, the Lord Jesus said, search the Scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life. Now, he didn't say you're not to search them. What he really said is, search the Scriptures. Now, you just think that you found it because you haven't searched it. You've been reading the Bible, but you haven't found the real treasure that is there. The real treasure that is there is Christ. Search the Scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which speak of me. Now, friends, if you haven't found Christ in the Bible, you just haven't been mining for diamonds. You haven't been digging deep enough. And that is the thing that he's saying here, to understand a proverb and the interpretation, the words of the wise and their dark sayings. In other words, God has put these great truths here. And I would say the tragedy of the hour is the ignorance of the Word of God that's in both the pulpit and the pew. There needs to be a serious, concentrated study of the Word of God. This idea that you can read over a passage once and you've gotten it all. I trust that we've seen one thing in this study, that you just don't get it, friends, without study. I was down in Fort Myers, Florida. I always enjoy going down there and going out to the Edison home and his laboratory out there and the museum that is there. And the thing that amazes me and has amazed me in the past was in the laboratory, he was looking for synthetic rubber. And Firestone and Henry Ford had their homes right there next to Thomas A. Edison, and you can well understand why they would be interested. They were all working together. And Edison there, it looked to me like there were several hundreds of test tubes. You know what he was doing? He was taking everything that was imaginable and testing it to see if you couldn't get synthetic rubber from it. And you know where he found some of it? Was in dandelions, of all things. That'd be the last place I'd look for synthetic rubber, would be in dandelions. And that was the test that he was making. And as I stood in that laboratory and looked at those hundreds of test tubes and thought of the hours that his helpers spent there testing this, that, and the other thing in order to try to find this, I thought, my, how little attention is given to the Word of God where really you could do some real testing. You could do some real study. And today, the challenge of the book of Proverbs is this, dig in. The challenge here is study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. This is a great challenge that's given to us.